Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and you can hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. And I'm talking really slow because I'm waiting for my computer to catch up to me. So that I can actually bring DC on. We're almost there. So now it is time for you to learn all about the magical DC love.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. I'm trying to stop laughing because as you were introducing me, Jackson is in the background watching cartoons, and you said it's now time to bring on, you know, the magical DC love. And on the cartoon, I could hear, "Here I am, here I am. How do you do?" Maybe that's supposed to be part of my bio. I don't know, but for today it is, I guess. But this is DC love. I'm also known as the magical DC love, the real DC love. It's all me. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And when I say that, I really can't keep a straight face because I hear Joan Rivers whispering in my ears, "Yes, DC, and you're certifiable." I may be. She's one of my guides, so it's a possibility. But I'm also an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher. There's so much. Oh, my goodness. I formerly had a background in law enforcement, but all of a sudden I found myself, you know, with this beautiful, unexpected change in the course of my life, and I discovered that I had an amazing ability to connect with spirit. And from that day, I've never looked back. I continue to just go forward and protect. And I don't use my 357 anymore. Now I use angelic love. And I channel and I offer divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my fur baby Ginger, my inner spirit dog, and the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. So it's really an exciting journey that I'm on presently. And I now, you know, I take my abilities now as well, not only just like, you know, readings with people. I do a few different shows and blog talk, and I really have access to an even wider audience. And my crazy and unique brand of divine messages and healing are offered to more people, and sort of almost like in regular doses. So the thing that I've learned the most is that not only am I made of love, but that love is what we all are. And I just love it. And, you know, this is the backbone of my current journey of service. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate technique practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you will find Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button should take you to DC's Facebook page. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there. And you may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, so now it is time for us to hear the messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing that I have is a little prayer that I was guided to read. I'm a little bit I'm a little bit off today. I had a woman's mother come in last night, and I believe she's a grandmother. And I don't know what it is about grandmothers, Barbara. They don't respect me. So as we were sleeping, I heard a big ba-boom, and this woman actually, in spirit, knocked over a baby gate. Could you believe that?
Oh, my goodness. She really wanted your attention.
Yeah. And, I mean, I just, like, met this beautiful woman yesterday, and I told her, you know, I'll try to connect with your mom, see if I can get some messages. And the spirit was really excited. And I said to, you know, I said to her, I said, oh, my goodness, you know, I need a couple hours more sleep. I will, you know, I'm glad to connect, but I need a little bit more sleep. So she actually rewoke me at 2:30 in the morning. So I've been up since 2:30.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel like Rodney Dangerfield. I don't get any respect either, you know. It's terrible.
Oh.
Okay. So with that being said, that's what I said. I'm a little off today. I don't know. Like, it was just crazy. And she had so much to say to this woman. She was only, like, transitioned a few years, but I guess she was waiting for someone to connect with and really, you know, talk to her daughter. So I found it to be really exciting, really, really exciting. Okay, yeah. So I found this beautiful little prayer that I was guided to read, and it's entitled Rainbow Angel Dancing in the Sky, A Reminder from the Angels by Kia Abele. In the darkness of my mind and life, when heavy clouds linger over my heart, rainbow angels, come to me for your silent visual guidance. You tease and tickle me with the rays of your radiance. A glimmer of your coloring the sky starts to pull me from the shadow. You get in touch with me and give me hope. Sometimes a slight glimmer of a you gets my attention. Did I really see that? You smile and paint another brilliant layer of color. My childlike essence is stimulated. The eyelids of my heart and soul perk up, and I am sparked with a light. You dance across the sky like a ballerina. You promenade on the palette of the sky, dancing in and out of the clouds, with your tints gently creating a vivid, spectacular show. Double rainbows, you partner with the moon for night bows. I pray when gloom dampens my spirits, I will remember you, Rainbow Angel, always in my heart, ready to artistically create the color of my healing. I am blessed by your glowing tenderness. I smile and feel at peace. And that was a beautiful little prayer. I just thought that was so amazing. Okay, so I think we're going to go, like, in a totally different direction here. I apologize, but you know how it is. Okay. I was thinking, okay, I have to get on this morning, you know, post our show. Morning with Jesus is important, and it's really, you know, the best way to start your day with your daily dose of vitamin G. So as I was getting ready, I had a reminder from Lucille Ball that, you know, we haven't connected with her in a while, Barbara, like really mm-hmm. connected with her. We mention her, like I mention her sometimes to people. She comes in for people's readings, but she's saying, you know, you guys haven't really, you know, talked to me or talked about me, like really in a while. So I said, okay, Lucy. And she agreed that Morning with Jesus is a great way to start the day. And she reminded me of a channeling that I did. And here's, you know, what had happened that day. I was walking past the TV, and then I heard, anytime, anywhere, even in your underwear. Go figure, right? So the next thing I knew was who was with me, but of course, Lucille Ball. And she asked, you know, that I share her message again. And here's the message. Love yourself first, and everything else will fall into place. You really have to love yourself to get anything done in this world. And until you truly do, you can't love anyone else. The most important relationship you will ever have is with you. Hi, ladies. It's me, Lucille Ball. I've been enjoying your company, and this was, you know, she was with us for quite a while. It had been a few weeks, and she's saying, and I'm even enjoying your shows. I'm happy that I brought some laughter to you both, and you've brought some my way. And this was at the time, Barbara, that you were having some phone issues.
Mm-hmm.
And she, Barbara, you've certainly proved that it doesn't pay to get discouraged. I really love the way you handled that problem that you had with your phone company. People either have comedy or they don't. It's not something that you could teach them, and you two certainly have got it. You both are really making a difference in the world, and you're truly compassionate about what you do. Keep up the great work, ladies. It's a hell of a start, recognizing what makes you happy, and if things don't work out for the two of you, you should consider becoming the next female comedy team. Sounds like a plan to me. I'm game. Okay, so all kidding aside, laughter is a great gift. And, you know, thank God for his gift of laughter, because it's something to be shared. Not only will it help you to be happy, but it does bring great joy to others. And Lucy said, you two are filled with God's spirit. Not sure which spirit, but you're filled. And she's saying, all kidding aside, laughter is serious business. And that's not a joke, pardon the pun. Everyone should make some time each day to laugh, because it does bring pure joy. I've certainly had my share of laughs. We were all intended to be creatures of laughter. God really does have a sense of humor, you know. So the next time you catch yourself laughing, make sure you thank the big guy upstairs. Life is like riding a bus. God is the driver. He knows the best route to take that will bring you closer to your divine mission. Have faith, and of course a few laughs, and do whatever brings you joy. You'll end up where you were meant to be without having to get off the bus and then on to another. Just remember, anything is possible. I love Barbara, and I love DC. Keep up the great work, ladies. Bye for now, Lucy. So I was thinking, oh, my gosh, I think maybe I was needing a little bit of laughter this morning. And then I had gotten another message, and this one is from Jesus, and he's saying, life isn't always perfect. It can be very hard to deal with. You can still choose to be happy. Happiness is always a choice. If you don't like your life the way it is, you have the power to recreate it. You can become whatever you choose to be. The universe listens to the whispers of your soul. What you think, you become. Live in the present and surround yourself with the people who believe in you. The world needs you to shine your light. And don't stand in darkness. Shine your light for all to see. Your life is your message. Reach out and positively share it with the world. And always focus on God. He is your solution. His love is the most powerful force in the universe. When you focus on being a blessing to others, God always blesses you with abundance. His love never fails, and when you see love, you see God. Your focus determines your reality. Focus on the journey, not the destination. Focus on your blessings. God has a purpose for your pain and your struggles. Never give up. Focus on faith and give God your fear. Surround yourself with positivity and believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities. You've got everything you need. If you have God in your heart, whatever God will call you to do, he will give you everything you need to fulfill his dreams for you. Trust in his divine power and trust in what you can't see. You don't always have to see to believe. And never be afraid to trust the unknown. The perfect cure for worry is to trust God. Trust in his timing, believe in his miracles, and relax in his presence. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those were the messages that I was guided to bring forth today.
Wonderful. Thank you, DC. Okay, so let's hear what Jesus wants to say to us right now. The first thing that I want you to know is You don't ever need to give up. You don't ever need to give up on creating what you desire in your life. Now, I'm talking about giving up as in deciding that it's not possible for you, deciding that it's not going to work in your life, that sort of giving up. I'm not talking about surrendering. Sometimes you do need to surrender. When you surrender, you place it into the hand of God, the angels, whoever it is that you choose to place it with, and you let it go. When you surrender, you're not giving up on it. You're simply recognizing that you don't have to do it alone. You are surrendering to the power that is greater than just your physical body, just your mind, just your beliefs. You are placing it into the creative power of the universe. And that is the power that creates everything that you see. So you know that that is powerful. We also want you to know that that is you. The Creator doesn't just create you and then set you off to the side and hope that you do okay. The Creator is within you. You are always connected, always. So that means that you are part of the power of the Creator. So what is it that you can't create? Look around you. You see everything that was ever created. You can create all of that. And yes, we do mean all of that. Because you have the power of the Creator within you. And so when you are surrendering, you are simply giving it back to that power within yourself, that power that you may not fully understand or know how to fully access. But you do have access to it. That's why you can surrender your issue, your problem, whatever it is you're seeing, back to that creative energy. And the interesting thing about that beautiful creative energy that is there is that it is filled with solutions. It already has every answer you are looking for. Every single answer. And you are learning how to access those answers, to accept that the answer is there for you. And we have a wonderful little prayer that we're not sure we've ever given to you before, but if we have, it's perfectly fine. You can use it again. We sometimes give you the same things over and over because sometimes you have to hear them over and over before you actually listen. And the prayer is, "Thank you, God, for helping me to understand that this problem has already been solved for me." Now, we want you to really listen to the words of that prayer. It starts out with gratitude. Thank you, God. Now, it doesn't have to be God. If you have a different belief system, then please insert whatever name you like. You can make it the universe. You can make it life. You can make it whatever you want. But it starts with thank you. And then it moves for helping me to understand that this problem has already been solved for me. So you see, you're not getting the solution to the problem. You are getting the understanding that the problem has already been solved for you. We know that so many of you, when you are praying, you are asking God to do or take care of something or someone. We want you to really understand that it's already been done. It's already been done. So you can simply thank God for bringing you the understanding that it's already been done. Because that's the only thing that's missing. And when you have that understanding, you see that it's already been done. You always see what you believe. You always see what you believe. You always see what you believe. And this is one of the reasons why we are always encouraging you to look at your beliefs, and if they are not in alignment with what you want to see in your life, what you desire to create, then change the belief. Because you always see what you believe. So remember this little prayer. Thank you, God, for helping me to understand that this problem has already been solved for me. Start using it. And if you want to, you can make a list of your problems, or what you perceive to be your problems, and then go down the list. And for each one, say this little prayer and let it go. And this is another way of you surrendering, of you recognizing that you have assistance in life and that you don't have to figure it all out for yourself. So we'd like for you to work with this today. Work with this on whatever issues you see as being yours and start surrendering them and allowing yourself see what is there for you to see. We love you. And we want you to have the best life possible. And we know that that is only possible when you believe that it is possible. You are loved. You are truly loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with us today.
Oh, that was absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yes, it was. Okay. My throat's a little scratchy today. All right, I'm going to let that go. All right, we will move now to our callers. And remember, if you call in and you have a question or you want a message, you must press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on my studio board. Otherwise, we just let you listen. And we are going to our first caller from 1111111111. And let's see who this is. Hello, who's this?
And even though I got disconnected, I'm number 1111. Hi.
Hello, Queen. How are you, dear?
I am fabulous. I was compelled and guided to call today to say to you both that I bring forth opulence to you and to acknowledge having so on this full moon energy day in Taurus, to acknowledge that I have had numerous sacred messages from each of you that have been so powerful and empowering. And I wanted to express my gratitude and thankfulness, but also to make both of you aware of, I know we're all one and we're all together, but each one of us is individual, and that the gifts that each of you have are very, very, very potent and exceptional. I also heard DC talking about the comedian, becoming a comedian. And I recall saying that to her. So with that said,
yes, you did.
I bow to you both.
Beautiful. Thank you, Queen. Yeah, that's awesome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So, are you messages today? Would you like some messages, you know, from us?
Me? Of course. Really?
Sure. Okay, so before you came on, Queen, there was this gentleman that stepped forward. I could just see a silhouette of a man. And I'm getting that this man is going to help you. I'm getting it could possibly be like financially he may help you or give you some, you know, advice that would help you to gain, you know, abundance. So just be, you know, be open to this gentleman when he comes and the support that he has for you as well as the guidance. Okay?
All right.
And yes. I'm not sure if it's a romantic connection. They're not telling me that. But I know he's going to be really, really helpful to you.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And I'm just kidding. Like, this is a new beginning for you. New beginnings are, you know, they're just about to happen. And I'm getting, like, you know, hope, you know, looking towards the future. Just keep, you know, keep up the magnificent work that you're doing. And just know that you're not, you know, you're not even close to being done. There is so much more, Queen. You have so much more to share with the world. You have, you know, so much divine inspiration to share with us. And I'm getting, you know, like, I don't know if you go out and you look at the night stars, but get out there and make a wish. Okay? And I even feel like when you look among the stars, it's sort of familiar to you. And this is a beautiful, magical time for you. And, you know, it should be one that's filled with joy. And it should feel like when you're doing your work, it's almost like effortless, okay? So this, like, sort of like aspect of yourself is going through, like, a rebirth process, okay? And I'm getting, like, and Ginger's coming in and she's showing me, like, pennies from heaven. So I'm getting, you know, you're going to be receiving some kind of an abundance coming your way. And she's showing me, like, as that, you know, as that money comes in, and she's saying, you know, it's just a figure of speech, Queen. It's, you know, not to say you're going to get pennies. She's saying, but money, you know, abundance is going to come your way. And you sort of, you know, it's sort of like it helps you to lift that weight off of your shoulders.
Great.
And she's saying you've worked hard to get where you are, you know. You've learned the lessons that you needed to learn. And she's saying, you know, you've been on some, you know, amazing journey. But everything that, you know, that you've been through has surely helped you to become the beautiful person that you are. And
thank you.
Not only that, but you're going to sort of see things in a different light. You may see things from a different perspective as well. Okay? And this is the time to just, like, almost like you're not in the earthly realm is what I'm being shown. You're sort of like ascending, and you're, you know, you're going into a beautiful different realm, okay? And at this time, Ginger wants you to know that anything is possible. Okay?
Mm. Yes.
So she's saying, you know, she thinks you're phenomenal. She's watching you. And what I'm getting now, Jim Carrey's higher self would always come in and connect with you. Well, I have, Dolly Parton has been with me for a few days, and I don't know why, but her higher self has been with me here too. And she's saying, Queen, she's just saying to you, you know, find out who you are. There's so much of you that you don't realize who you are. There's, like, aspects of yourself you haven't discovered yet, and she wants you to do it on purpose, okay? So she's just showing me that there's so much more to you.
I agree.
Yeah, and she's saying, you know, we can't direct the winds, but we can adjust the sails, okay? And she had me laughing the other day because she was saying the higher the hair, the closer to heaven. And I just started to, like, really, really laugh. I thought that was funny. And then she said, well, Aretha Franklin loves big hair too, you know? And I said, yeah, she does, you know? So it was really cute. But she is with you as well, you know, during this time. And I'm also getting, let me see what they're showing me. Wait, hold on. I don't know where they're showing me. Okay, let's see. Okay. So I'm getting now, like, sort of like October's almost, like, starting to, like, wind down a little bit. And, you know, watch out for November. November, I think, is going to be a really strong month for you. There's going to be a lot of things that are changing during that month. And that could even, you know, affect your personal life, okay? So
yes.
It's going to be like I think it's going to be like a month of a lot of surprises for you. There are going to be opportunities. And I'm also, I'm being shown, I think someone's going to bring you good news, and I think that may be a woman, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and you might, like, think, you know, when she speaks, it's maybe, like, the message isn't as clear as you would like it to be, okay? But just, like, really, you know, give her a chance and listen to what she has to say to you. And you're going to see, like, things work out, like, amazingly well, both personally, on an emotional level. And this is like the dawn of a brand new day almost. This month is amazing. And things, like I said, are going to change, and they're going to do it so quickly. So
beautiful.
Just, you know, if you need to rest up, you better rest up, because I don't think you're going to be resting much in November, okay? And Ginger is showing me, like, you're running down your life path, okay? So she's saying, Queen, you better, you know, rest up and make sure you take your vitamins, because you're going to need all that energy next month, okay? Because you are going to be a little bit closer to your dreams, okay?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And she's showing
beautiful.
Me, like, just, you know, taking off. And, you know, you are a very spiritual person. And Ginger's saying she's so spiritual, and she has this amazing, unique destiny. So I'm getting, you know, there may be like a decision that you have to make, okay? You're going to be able to make it, and you're going to see obstacles like fade away. And sometimes she's saying, Mom, when she has something on her mind, she can put it down, leave it to the side and worry about it the next day, you know? So she's saying you're amazing. But you're so dynamic. And she's showing me, like, you going forward in your life, okay? And what is it that you've done differently now? You sort of, like, did something differently with your goals. Have you, like, readjusted them or something? Because she's showing me your goals are, like...
That's a good question. I would say yes. My approach to life, as you also said, is, in my viewpoint, it's different. And
yes,
how I'm seeing other aspects of myself, allowing more of myself to come to appear before me. So
yes,
would be the answer.
Yes. Well, she's showing me. I mean, it's just like amazing, you know, and how you're growing and everything. And again, I'm getting, please get out there amongst the stars. You know, when there's a beautiful starry night. And it's sort of like you're going to get a glimpse of your future, Queen, okay?
Wow.
Yes, and I'm getting...
I will.
She's showing me as well, there's... Okay. I don't know who this goddess... I think it's a goddess. Okay. Okay, so we have the Shekinah. And she's coming in, and that's sort of a representation of your sacred self. And this is the time, Queen, to just, like, let your spirit roam free. You know, you have, you have all these beautiful gifts. Connect with them. And I'm sort of getting, like, do a dance in the moonlight. I don't know if you go out and do a dance in the moonlight.
I haven't for a long time, but I certainly can.
Okay, so.
And I will.
I've never heard of the Shekinah, and I guess it's the twin flame of the Holy Spirit. It's the female aspect of, you know, the God particle or creation energy.
It's reminding
okay,
me of, I'm getting the, go ahead, you go ahead.
Okay, well, she's also referred to as the Sophia of Christ.
Okay.
Okay, and... She is, you know, she's a change maker, you know, and a love creator, a gift sharer of the world. And she's uniting her heart with yours right now at this moment, okay?
Mm.
So she's asking you, the queen, not to hold anything back. Don't dampen your spirit. This is a time to really be the unique, beautiful, amazing person you are. This is a time of celebration. She wants you to dance in the moonlight and dance with joy, okay? And really, you know, like, know that you are this amazing, beautiful, spiritual being. And, you know, it's just like so unbelievable. And she's, you know, she's bringing a sense of balance, you know, and to others, and you are too. And she's saying, Queen, this is your time. This is a very, very powerful time for you. You know, we've had that, the new moon energy came in, I believe, yesterday. I believe it was yesterday, yes, because today's the 25th. The moon energy,
yes.
The new moon energy came in yesterday. So I don't know if
full
you
moon.
Feel like, yeah, with the full moon, correct, do you feel any difference with this new moon energy?
That's
because
yeah,
I just feel,
I feel
like
yes,
powerful.
Yes.
You're more amazing. You're more powerful, queen. Okay? So whatever you were dreaming, you've got to dream a little bit bigger. You're not dreaming big enough is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Set your sights a little bit higher, okay? Set your intentions. And they say, like, aim for the moon, and if you fall, you'll land among the stars. Well, you're asked to, you know, set your intention and just go past those stars. Go far, far out beyond the universe and let nothing hold you back, okay?
Mm. Yes.
So I'm just getting, like, really excited to see what's coming up for you. It's just going to be amazing, totally amazing. And Ginger's asking, can you see it, Queen? Can you feel it? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Do you know that song?
Yes,
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 I'm ready.
Ginger's with you and talking by that beautiful, beautiful goddess, and she's just saying, you know, Queen, let's go. We can do this. And she wants to make sure that you get to where you need to be. You are truly amazing, and this is your time. And she's saying, Mom, she's worked really hard, and you deserve the, you know, the rewards that are coming your way, but make sure that you also take care of yourself, Queen, okay?
Yes.
Make sure you nurture yourself, giving yourself, you know, that loving attention. And give birth to those new, you know, ideas and projects that you've had, you know. And just get ready for all the beautiful, you know, the beautiful things in life that are coming your way. And I'm getting Ginger saying, like, there's maybe more creative and artistic projects that are at hand. So that's what I have. That's what I got for you, Queen. I hope that helps.
As always, it does. And again, I appreciate your sharing of your magnificent magic.
Oh, thank you.
Talents with me.
And little Jackson is saying, ho ho ho, right, Jackson? Maybe it'll happen by Christmas. Right, Jax? You telling Queen, too? You giving readings? Yeah, okay. Well, that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Queen.
Well,
light and love,
you.
My
love and light.
Okay. All right, so the Council of Three Goddesses are standing by with their message for you.
Come on in.
The water's fine.
Okay, here's what they want to say to you. We want you to embrace your magnificence. We want you to truly open your heart to your magnificence. We know that this is something that you are working on. And we want you to continue to work on this, to really and truly embrace your magnificence. Because you have within you the magnificence of all of the heavens. You have within you more magnificence than your mind can comprehend. And that is what we want you to open up to living living every day, truly embracing your own magnificence. Because there's never going to be a time when you should stop being you. You have been through many, many different lifetimes in so many different forms. And you have had such an amazing impact on so many lives. You have also traveled on so many paths with these two beautiful women that you are interacting with right now. Three of you have been your own little council of three at times, assisting others in waking up to their lives, to who they are, to who they have the potential to be. And that is something that you are doing in this lifetime with the two of them as well. Because when people are listening to the times when you are interacting, when they are feeling the energy of the three of you, it is having an impact on them. They may not understand this. They may wonder, why is it when the three of them are there, it feels so wonderful to me? And it is because of the energy of the three that you are. So you are supporting each other. You are helping each other to grow, to build on who you are in this lifetime. And that is why sometimes you have this overwhelming desire to call in and be a part of their show. Because it is the interaction of the three of you that is creating even more miracles in the lives of others, as well as in your own lives. And each of you knows that this has an amazing impact on you. And sometimes it just leaves you speechless, because there's nothing more to say. You are simply being. And that is part of your magnificence. When you are being that magnificent you, when each of you is being that magnificent you, the energies then are just so beautiful, so amazing. We see this beautiful spiraling light going up into the heavens, three strands of colors, and the colors represent the three of you. And it is truly wonderful. So embrace your magnificence. Embrace your magnificence. And allow yourself to be. We love you. We are your council of three goddesses. And we are here for you. Be loved. Oh, okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I did.
Beautiful, Barbara. Is Queen still with us?
Yes, she is. But she may be.
I am.
I was floating and muted.
And I was saying how I felt that so intensely and beautifully of our reunification of the three of us, and how my eyes are filled. I'm flowing with the elixir of life through me because of that being revealed, the veils being removed, so that we could see one another. My sisters, my goddess sisters. I started to come in and say that, but I wasn't supposed to until now. And it's a pleasure to be with you again. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you.
woman. Thank you for coming in, Queen.
Pleasure and honor. I shall return. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay. Whew. I'll come back to Earth. Our next caller is from area code 340. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. It's Donna. How are you?
We're doing
Hi,
great, Donna.
Donna.
How are you?
I'm good. So I've arrived in L.A. and back from the Virgin Islands, and I just want to know if you have a message, like, you know, I'll be living, working, et cetera.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Well, I'm getting – my dog Ginger is – dropping pennies from heaven for you as well as our last caller. So I'm getting that you may actually come into some money that you weren't expecting.
Okay.
It's almost like, I don't know, like almost like a windfall of money. But this is a really great time for you. It's a fortunate time for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing the horizon, and my dog is showing me there's a pot of gold at the end of the horizon, and it has the name Donna on it. It's your pot of gold. Okay.
Nice. Hmm.
Feel it as if it's already
here. I feel
here.
That. Beautiful. I feel that. I do.
Okay.
I do.
The other thing I want to say is Ginger is like showing me, it's almost like a scale, the scales of justice and everything, and there's two little hearts on them, and it's sort of like a little bit lopsided. And she's
mm-hmm.
saying, you know, there's something out of balance lately with you. She's asking, Donna, are you focusing too much on other things? And that may be like a beautiful relationship that's in your life.
I don't know.
Okay, because I'm getting, like you said, just think about it. But I am getting, like you said, like the, you know, there's like a little bit of balance that is, you know, needed in your life. Okay.
I'm not in a relationship.
Okay, well, maybe it's just someone you love. You know. Oh, Barbara,
mm-hmm.
I have to step away for a second. I'll be back.
Okay. Donna, one of the things that I'm seeing while DC was saying that was I was seeing rose petals and hearing the word softness.
Mm.
And I don't know if this means that you should be treating yourself with softness.
Mm.
Well, let's see what they want to tell me about that. Okay, now I'm seeing you being showered with rose petals. Oh, feels really nice.
I like it.
Maybe you should be doing something nice for yourself, something soft, something gentle. It's almost like, taking a lovely bubble bath and then rubbing some wonderful oil into your own skin and just being soft and loving to yourself. That's how it feels.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't know if this is something you ever do, but maybe this is something you should do today.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, yes, it is something you should do today. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if you're supposed to go out and steal roses from all the people in the neighborhood or
that. That's funny.
Oh. And there is, okay, they're saying there is some kind of rose petal tea that you can get.
Hmm.
And they're encouraging you to drink it. I have never looked for rose petal tea, but if you find it, make yourself a nice cup of it.
Okay.
And make sure you add honey to sweeten it, because honey goes with the roses.
Okay.
DC is the one that usually says this kind of stuff, so I don't know. I guess since she walked away, I'm now getting what she was going to get. Okay. Let's see what else they're saying. They're saying that you need to be open to your life, because things in your life are changing right now, and you already know that.
but they are changing not just in the ways that you are looking for them to change. They are changing in a multitude of ways. It's like they're showing me changes on the surface, and then they're showing me below the surface, and there's all these other changes going on. So they want you to be open to receiving the changes, even if they are not the changes that you expect.
Okay.
Because it's not your expectations that is determining what you are experiencing. It's actually the intentions of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And your heart intends for your life to expand radically and for you to have these amazing experiences come in. And they're not showing you what these amazing experiences are because they don't want to ruin the surprise. They're just saying be open to them and you will be more than happy that you accepted them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they show me images of you getting higher and higher in your journey through life. It's like you're going up a mountain. But it's almost like there's like an escalator built in, so all you have to do is stand on the step and it takes you higher. So it's not something where you're going to have to do a lot of work. There's not a lot of effort on your part. It's more of an opening.
Okay.
It's more of an allowing kind of energy.
Okay, great. That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, let me see if there's anything else. Okay, and at the top there's this beautiful bouquet of flowers that opens up over your head, and all of these beautiful rays of light are coming out. I have no idea what that means, but that's what
sounds
I'm
beautiful.
Saying. It
Thank
is
you.
Beautiful. I've never seen this with anybody else before, so I don't really know exactly what it means.
Well,
but
I
that's
like
what's
it.
There for you. Yeah. Oof.
Thank you.
Oh, the energy
Thank
of it
so
is delightful.
Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate it. Have a great day.
I'm supposed to tell Donna.
Do you see a relationship coming in?
And the first thing I hear is, do you want one?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay. Let's see. All right, so now I'm seeing, you know, those little figures they have on top of the wedding cake with the bride and the groom. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm seeing a bride with four grooms. So apparently you're going to have four choices about who it is you want to be with. So you get to pick which one you really want.
Okay.
And this is coming to you soon. You'll probably start meeting at least one of them within the next month or so.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye bye.
You too, sweetie. Bye bye. Okay.
Barbara, I'm back.
And we finished with Donna, and Donna's gone.
Yes.
And I think I was giving her messages that you would normally give her because they were not like the messages that I normally see, but they were more kind of like what you normally see. So that I feel this
way. And I heard a training men. You better get a big umbrella.
Yeah, they were showing that she'd have a choice of four different men. That's what they showed me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, terrific. Okay, well, then let's go to our next caller from area code 347. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. Hi, DC. This is Keisha. I just spoke to you guys the other day.
How are you?
I'm good. I just called to ask something. So literally, I think when I got off the phone with you guys
okay.
and I went upstairs, my friend, like, she sent me a message saying, because we keep taking this exam, and she tells me she failed. So I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know if I should check my results. You know, maybe I'll just wait till they post them. But of course, temptation, and I checked it, and I didn't pass the test as well. And I'm trying to figure out. Now, I thought the test was easy, and she thought the test was easy also. So I don't know if it's the state's grading system, or should I take it in another state, or should I wait till my life is better, or I move to take it? Like, why? I'm just so confused on why I keep not passing this test.
Okay. Okay, so the first thing that that I did hear, like while you were, you know, telling us your situation, is that you're having sort of a little test from the universe.
Uh-huh. A life test. Okay.
Yeah, so you're heading in a magnificent direction. It's going to be like a sacred journey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a time I'm thinking, you know, that you're going to have to go through, like, you know, what you're going through right now to basically to get there and really to, you know, to have what you need on that journey. Okay, so at this time it could be a little crazy, it could be a little scary, maybe a little painful, but it's all going to serve a greater purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, like even though you didn't pass the test the first time, no, this is passed. Okay?
You said even though I didn't pass the first time, what did you say after that?
Well, you know, this too shall pass. So it actually does serve a purpose, believe it or not, you know, and...
Well,
I didn't take it personal this time.
I wasn't like, because last time, I took it, I was depressed. Like, I was crying.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh my God. So this time, I just kind of had an I didn't care attitude because I feel like the grading system is a little, I heard like in New York is a different grading system than a lot of other places. So I feel like they're a little uppity, or I don't want to say racist or whatever it is with their grading system. So I'm like, I'm not taking it personal, but I'm just wondering why, or should I keep taking it? Like, I don't even know, because it's only offered twice a year. And it's like I've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. Well, I know you're going someplace magnificent, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what they're showing me. And I'm just getting, you know, like, relax, you know? Like, God is with you. Everything is okay, you know? There's nothing to worry about is what I'm being shown. Have faith.
Mm-hmm.
Be receptive to the guidance that you are getting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
As far as, like, taking it again.
Yeah.
I'm getting, if you want to take it again, take it again. And, you know, give up whatever it is that, you know, is, like, you know, making you feel with, like, sort of like some fear, you know? Because I'm getting, you know, whatever's, like, causing the fear, it's sort of like a karma kind of thing going on with you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a karmic pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you've got to let go. It's sort of like you've been holding on to, like, I'm getting, like, old behavioral patterns from the past. They never served you then, and they sure as heck aren't serving you now, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I want, you know,
so
what
you've
it got is, to
vis-
I think, if
what
you said
you
visualize.
Want. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what I think, too? You know how, say in society, people were always telling me, oh, the test I'm going to, like, it's the bar exam. They were always like, oh, the bar exam is hard. Now, these are people who've never taken it, who never went to law school.
They didn't know you. They didn't know
right,
you.
But,
they didn't know the magnificent Keisha. They didn't know who
right.
they were talking to. Yeah.
Right,
and I
also think that, because that, I think, deterred me also from even going to law school before, like, earlier than I went. But it was all these people, like, in society always saying, it's a hard test. And now, but
yeah.
It was funny, once I did it, I thought I could do it. It's just nothing, but it's just been a little struggle. But I'm like, I don't know if this is really how I feel or if it's from other people. You know what I mean? From what I've always
right.
heard.
You're holding on to, like I said, you know, karmic patterns from the past. Maybe it's this lifetime, maybe it's another. But during this lifetime, you've got to visualize what it is that you're wanting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting there's like someone standing behind you, and it's a gentleman in spirit, and he's there to help you as well. He wants you to just, you know, really go after whatever it is that you're wanting.
Okay.
As we know, you are the one that creates your experience. And Jesus is
right.
coming in, and you have faith. You know, from that faith, you know, you're going to see miracles.
Okay. I just don't know, because you know what, this was the first time I took the test, and I felt like, because they have multiple choice questions, I thought I got most of them right. It felt like I got most of them right. And then one of the topics that I usually do good in, it said I got a 4. And I'm like, what? Okay. What is going on here? I'm like, I don't even believe that necessarily.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
You've got to, like,
I don't know.
You've got to just break those karmic patterns, and that's
mm-hmm.
going to help you to really move forward and, you know, be where you need to be, you know? So if you want to, you know, if you want to pursue this, this is going to
mm-hmm.
become a reality for you. Everything is up to you. You're the creator of your experience. Okay?
Right.
I'm saying that you're in a new cycle, and it's an amazing cycle. You can do whatever you want. So if this is what you want, you will pass it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's all up to you. You determine the future, and you decide what it is that you do want to do. Okay?
Yeah, I spoke to somebody before, like when I filled it before, and he had said that, he said it's not about, say, a test and everything and all of those questions. He said this is more of about me allowing good in my life and feeling worthy of good, and that's of riches or whatever it is. And he said that's what it really kind of was.
Yep. And like I said, you're holding on to karmic patterns from the past. And they don't, like I said, and they don't serve you presently.
Right.
You know, you've got to let go of them. And this is a time where anything is possible if you believe.
Right.
You know, so you've got to believe. And if you believe, you can have it. So it's up to you, Keisha.
Yeah.
This is your baby.
You
know, you can run with it. You can make this happen. If you take a different direction, you can make something else happen. It's all up to you.
Okay.
And I'm seeing, like, angels all around you, you know. And they're here to help you as well. They're here, you know, Barbara and Jesus are going to come in, and the angels are going to be with you to really make sure that you, you know, you have all the love that you need, and, you know, and make sure that you hold on to that healing. Because I'm getting, you know, after we get off the phone with you, you may still have some, you know, memories or things that come up, you know, that start to surface.
Mm-hmm.
And the angels will help you with that. But Barbara is going to come in with Jesus and, you know, to really, you know, to let go of, like, you know, those karmic patterns, because they don't serve you. Archangel Michael is standing there because you sort of don't sound sure of, you know, So he's saying, yes, you know, it's time for this emotional healing, okay? And, you know, Archangel Michael, he's present to really make sure that, you know, that you're not afraid, that, you know, he's this big, strong, amazing angel. He's with you. And Archangel Raphael is coming in because you're in need of some physical and emotional healing.
Okay. Yeah.
When you're done with the healing with, you know, with Barbara and Jesus, you're going to be filled with this loving power, and there's not going to be anything stopping you, hon.
Well, thank you, DC.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Barbara?
Okay. So we are going to be making some of those wonderful, dear, innate statements. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Dear innate, I release karma.
Oh, dear innate. Dear innate, I release karma.
Dear innate, I release the belief in karma.
Dear innate, I release the belief in karma.
Dear innate, I release the power I have given to karma.
Dear innate, I release the power I have given to karma.
Dear innate, I release the bar exam.
Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting that one. Dear innate, I release the bar exam.
Dear innate, I release the New York bar exam.
Dear innate, I release the New York bar exam.
Dear innate, I release all of the attachments to the bar exam.
Dear innate, I release all the attachments to the bar exam.
Dear innate, I release any need to fail the bar exam.
Dear innate, I release any need to fail the bar exam.
Dear innate, I release any attachments to my own worth that come from the bar exam.
I release any attachment to my own worth that comes from the bar exam.
Dear Innate, I release any need to prove to others that I am a success by passing the bar exam.
Dear Innate, I release the need to prove to others that I am a success by passing the bar exam.
Dear Innate, I release everything connected with the bar exam.
Dear Innate, I release everything connected to the bar exam.
Dear Innate, I release everything connected with the New York bar exam.
Dear Innate, I release everything connected to the New York bar exam.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to move forward with my life.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to move forward with my life.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to create a life I love.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to create a life I love.
Dear Innate, I release all connections to others' expectations of me.
Dear Innate, I release all connections of others' expectations of me.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. Okay, so now I want you to think about the bar exam and tell me how it feels.
I'm hearing something that's saying, I believe in myself, I can do it, I can do it, I believe in myself, I can do it.
Okay.
All right. I feel good. When you started saying the words you were saying, I don't know, I felt like I could breathe again. Like, I guess it came up. Some feelings came up in my throat. And I don't know, I feel like I can breathe again.
One of the things that I'm hearing is that, you know, you were talking about moving. And
yeah.
So they're like, what good is the New York bar exam going to do you anyway, because you're not even going to be there?
But the test I'm taking is kind of it's universal for like a lot of states joined, but the state I want to move to, North Carolina, is the same exam, but they grade differently. So for example, I could do the same exact test, like my same performance, and pass there, but not pass in New York because of how New York grades.
Yeah, they're showing that you really shouldn't take it again in New York. That's what they're showing me. They're showing go where you're going and take whatever you need to take there and let New York be. That's it. Just let it be.
Yeah, because I actually wasn't even going to take it this time, but my teacher was, I said, no, I'm not. You know, it's the funny thing. Last year, but I was sick last summer, but the last time I took it, I told my professor, I said, I'm not taking it again because I'm moving. At that time, I thought I was moving to Atlanta. I said, I'm moving. I'll just take it where I'm going to. He said, well, you should at least still take the UBE because a lot of states are joining. And so I went ahead and did it. But I was thinking that I'm going to save up some money so I can move. But I was figuring if I have my law degree, because there's certain little jobs you can you could always get as long as you admit it somewhere. So I had said, well, at least if I have that, when I move out of town, I know I can always get a job because you could do that type of work anywhere. So I was trying to get licensed just so, like, it would be like a little cushion to make sure I definitely could get a job no matter what town I move to. So that's kind of was like, okay. Oh, I should get licensed somewhere to move.
And they're telling me that was coming from your fear that if you didn't have that,
right,
then you'd have nothing to fall back on and blah, blah, blah. So you're creating out of fear, and they don't want you to create out of fear. They want you to create what you love. So they're saying let it go.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, because I lived out of town before, but you know, I keep forgetting that I went to law school. Maybe because I'm not admitted yet. No, because when I used to live in Atlanta, and Atlanta job market was a little crazy, and it was hard for me to find a job, but I had money saved up. So I wound up, I got tired of asking my mother for money, so I wound up giving my apartment up, giving my car up, and coming back to New York, which I totally regret. So I guess I have a fear definitely of running out of money, but I like to, like, it's a, I keep forgetting, well, hey, I went to law school. It's like, even though I'm not in the same position as I was, you know, back then.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little sure.
Okay, so you need to say, dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not having enough.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not having enough.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not being enough.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not being enough.
Dear innate, I accept my magnificence.
Dear innate, I accept my magnificence.
Dear innate, I am enough.
Dear innate, I am enough.
Take a nice deep breath.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Okay, so why did they say I failed though? So they're saying I kept failing because of what I kept hearing from people, or because of karma, or like, why did I keep failing?
You did have a lot of attachments to it, a lot of judgments about yourself, about whether or not you were actually good enough to succeed.
Okay.
And so you actually you held yourself back. And you did that when you took the test. You were holding yourself back. But now you've let all that go. So the next time you take a test, you're not going to be holding yourself back. You're just going to be being you. And that's really all you need to do. And you should be incredibly successful. And, you know, but you are going to be doing what you love doing.
Yeah.
You are not going to be basing your life on, you have to do this because you went to law school, therefore you must be a lawyer. You're letting go of all that garbage so that you can just be you.
I'm like listen I'm ready to
and
focus
Keisha,
on me.
I have Whoopi Goldberg's higher self coming in, and she's telling you, I'm where I am because I believe in all possibilities. It never ever occurred to me that there are things that I couldn't do.
But you know what? I never consciously, I think before I went to law school, people would say stuff, the bar. But I never said it myself, but it was their fear, even though they had never went to law school, was never going to take the bar. So
she's saying,
I
if you're thinking
it,
like that, Keisha, she's saying, if you're thinking like that, you're in danger, girl.
Right. No, but when I took it, say when I first took it, I never consciously thought that. You know what I mean? Like, I never consciously had a fear about it. It's an unconscious fear. It wasn't like, because please, I didn't even fully study. I was like, this is too much. I was like, I'm not doing all this. This is ridiculous. I was like, and I didn't do bad. I think I scored better when I didn't study.
you're amazing, and you just have to believe
Thank
in yourself.
You.
And you're going to be able to do whatever, you know, whatever it is you want to do. But, you know, you've got the power. And like I said, Whoopi Goldberg's higher self is with you, and she believes in you. You know, she wants you to believe in yourself.
Okay. But you guys are getting, you're not so sure about me going to New York again, taking New York again.
It's up to you. You've got to be in the right
place.
I'm
going to pray on it.
Okay.
Pray on it, and I'm just getting, you know what, you can do whatever you set your mind to, so you've got to be, like, mentally, you've got to be in a good place.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe I move, and I'm settled, and Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get what you're saying. Okay. I just want to know, why am I failing this doggone exam?
So you're gonna be calling this.
It's not important,
right? And you're going to be calling us and laughing with us, Keisha, telling us how crazy this is. You know?
You know what someone said? They said, well, you want to be a lawyer, and you want to run this big chocolate and cake business. How much time is it a day?
Oh, my goodness.
So your business is taking care of you. You're going to be in love with your business and having fun doing that. Do you think you're really going to want to do that? I thought, I never thought about that. So, that's where I'm at right now. I'm doing what I love.
You can have a kitchen at your law office, and you could bake whenever you want. So you can do it all.
Yes.
Don't let anything hold you back. Never say never.
Yes, never say never.
Because you can do anything you want.
You're right. That's true. That's very, very true. Well, I'm going to think
see you and you're going to say, they're saying, you're a lawyer. And you're saying, yes, but that's not all that I am. I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this. Because you're going to have a whole list of things that you are. You're amazing.
Right. Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you so much. Thank you. I just was wondering, I didn't take it personal, though. I definitely didn't take it personal. I was like, I just didn't even care. I was like, this is not going to determine anything about me. I'm still taking care of myself. Whatever. Okay. I just
Doug Kendra is telling you. She's saying, you know what? See yourself as this beautiful queen. And she's saying, fix that crown, Keisha. It's a little bit, it's a little bit lopsided. They're pretty going to be proud when she sees you as a beautiful queen. You can be whatever it is you want to be. You're amazing. Everything's within you.
Well, thank you. You girls are a self-esteem builder. Thank you.
Well, you're amazing. You know what? We're going to wait for some of those baked goods. You better send us some.
I will. I promise.
Yes.
No, I promise. I promise.
That sounds delicious. Oh, my God.
Yes, I promise. Well, thank you. Thank you both so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great day.
Amazing.
You girls to thank so much.
Okay. Well, we have a few minutes left, so if anyone who has called in wants to ask for a message or has a question, this is your last chance to press the number 1 so that you can connect with us. And we've got a connector. Yay! Okay, here we go. Hi, Helena. Helena.
Now, maybe? Hello?
Now I can hear you.
Okay. Gosh, I thought I was pressed, and then my headset didn't seem to be working after that. Yikes. Hi.
Hello, hello.
What can we do for you today?
Oh, I got to ask GC something, and then I just want to know whatever you might have to tell me.
Okay.
Things are rocking and as usual. All right. DC?
Yes?
Hey, I'm just going around stores leaving posters around. Anyway, I was wondering a while ago, you said you saw all these hearts and love around me and traveling, and I was wondering if you still see those hearts and love and stuff.
Oh, okay. Ginger likes that kind of questions, she's saying.
Oh, good.
Those
are
cool.
Ginger.
Yes, I'm just getting... there's something major going to happen, hon. Okay? Get ready for it. I'm getting, new beginnings, and I'm, the heart's coming forward. So you've really got to make sure that you're working on you. And she's saying, girlfriend, you're as lucky as anyone can be, and you're going to find that luck is going to flow over into, to the area of love for you. So you've got to make sure that you start to feel the excitement, okay?
Okay.
Start calling that soulmate into you. She said, call him in. And she's saying, you're going to be blessed with this ideal person.
Awesome.
So you've got to make sure you stay positive and, use that positivity to draw, that beautiful person in. You're going to be fine.
Okay.
Great. Okay?
Thank you.
So
it's
nearby. She's saying, don't worry, it's nearby. It's coming. Okay? Soon.
Cool.
Things soon. Very, very soon.
Okay.
And don't be afraid to express your feelings.
Yeah.
So that's what Ginger has in the area of love. And have you been dreaming of love?
No, I haven't. I have my dreaming kind of for a little. I was dreaming, and now I haven't been dreaming.
Because I'm getting like I'm sort of seeing. Unless you're just daydreaming and you're seeing, because Ginger is showing me like you
yes.
and. Okay, well, the dreaming, daydreaming. You know, I'm blind. They're the same thing.
Okay. Hey. Yeah. I haven't heard blonde jokes in a long time, but cool.
Well, you gotta laugh at yourself, like Joan Rivers says, or you might be missing
absolutely.
Out on the biggest century, right? So.
Yeah, I'm with you. We're all pretty funny.
But I do, like I said, that beautiful person coming. And what I'm getting, Ginger saying, Helena, it's gonna be your twin flame, soulmate twin flame. So.
Thanks.
And I'm getting that you guys are gonna grow spiritually.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really, really beautiful. So you've got to have faith in, you know, the power of love, and you've got to, you know that you deserve it and make sure that you're getting yourself ready for love, okay?
Okay. Okay.
So this is
Thank
your
you
time.
So
you know, don't you know, let yourself shine and go after what it is that you are wanting. Oh, my gosh, you know? Or she's
okay.
going to, she and Joan are going to be pulling you. They're going to be pulling you around to, hey, here she is.
I may
you
need
have
your
to
help.
Intentionally, you've got to set that intention, and you're going to manifest that beautiful relationship. You've got to focus only on what you were wanting. And as I'm saying that, Ginger is cutting out all these half guys, and she's putting them out of.
She's putting them on a what?
A poster board. She's cutting out
uh-huh.
pictures of all these hot guys. She's helping you to visualize what you want. And for the one caller, Donna, I'm getting the same thing for you. It's raining men. Okay? So Ginger wants you to make a vision board of all the hot guys and put it in your bedroom. And it's going to be the first thing that you see in the morning and the last thing that you see at night.
Okay.
And every time you look at it, you're going to feel the excitement, like, oh, my gosh, you know, the universe is bringing to me, you know, my soulmate, my twin flames, you know, and just you're going to help to create it and make him come in a little bit, you know, faster, okay? And it's just amazing. You've got the power. Ginger's saying you've got the power, so please use it, Helena. It's amazing.
Thank you so much, DC.
Oh, you're
and
so
Ginger.
Welcome.
And Jackson.
The person
and
that you're
going
to be with is going to be outgoing, loyal, energetic. It's just going to be beautiful. You know, and you've just got to, like I said, you've got to see him the way you want him and expect this relationship and, you know, tell the universe, I expect, you know, a miracle, and that would be your soulmate, your twin flame, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and to Jesus, and you know what? You've got to make sure that you feel complete and happy right now and know that, you know, you're like this perfect, Kalina. You're perfect just the way you are. And when this person does come in, they're only going to be icing on that cake, but you are right now. You're perfect exactly as you are. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, I've let the roommate saga get to me a bit, but, yeah, I got to get above that.
Okay.
As Barbara said,
well, I'm going to turn you over
handled.
To
Thanks, honey pie. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Bye, Jax. Okay.
Okay.
Hello, Ms. Barbara.
Hello. The first thing we have is some Dear Innate statements. So repeat after me. Dear Innate, I release the restraints and restrictions that I have placed on love.
Dear Innate, I release the restraints and restrictions I have placed on love.
Dear Innate, I open myself to love.
Dear Nate, I open myself to love.
Okay, hold on. There's stuff moving in you now.
They stopped you?
No, there's stuff moving inside of you right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dear Nate, I am open to accepting love.
Dear Nate, I'm open to accepting love.
Dear Innate, even if it's not him, I am open to accepting love.
Dear Innate, even if it's not him, I am open to accepting love.
Dear Nate, I'm letting go of all of the past attachments.
Dear Nate, I'm letting go of all the past attachments.
Dear Nate, I am ready for love.
Dear Nate, I am ready for love.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay. How does that feel?
It feels good.
All right. So what I'm getting is...
Yeah.
Things are going to be happening. They are not going to be happening the way that you expect them to happen, so you might as well let go of your expectations because, frankly, that's just not the way it's going to happen. And you will see that you will end up even better than you ever imagined. So don't get caught up in the fact that it's not what you expected or what you thought you wanted or what you thought you had been telling God all of this time. This is what I want. This is all that I want. And all of that is gone now. So you are actually open to having what is for your highest good come into your life. Yeah.
So you're saying what I actually not making me happy. You're saying what I actually really want is a no-go?
I'm saying that they're saying that what is going to happen is not going to be what you expect. So just be open to receiving and noticing how it feels for you. And if it feels right, then go ahead and accept it. Because remember that any love connections that you have are never ended. They cannot be severed. They cannot be ended. So it's okay to have the love connections that you have and also to allow new love connections into your life.
Yeah.
Because you never know what it's leading you to. So get
okay.
in the habit of saying yes.
Okay. Huh. All right.
And, you know, Ginger's coming in. Yeah. Helena, she loves you. Her and Joan, just like, they get the biggest kick whenever you call in. They love you. And Ginger's hanging out now with Betty Davis. And
oh.
Betty Davis, thank you. There comes a time in every woman's life when the only thing that helps Helena is a glass of champagne.
That sounds like
And, you know,
huh?
what? You have, like, Betty Davis in her younger days, I don't know, I know her eyes, I think her eyes were lighter than yours, but you've got, like, those Betty Davis eyes. There's something about your eyes that are, they're mesmerizing.
Oh, wow.
You've got an amazing, you posted new, like, pics of yourself. You're beautiful. I mean, you've got, like, there's something that you and she have got in common, like, the look, you know what I'm saying? It's beautiful.
Wow. I don't see myself like that, but wow, thank you.
You are. You're so beautiful, honey.
Thank you.
Okay, so be open to what is coming because I don't know exactly what it is and I'm not supposed to, but you will be happy with it if you accept it.
Okay. But
and if you're not happy with it when he comes along, you just tell him, I'd love to kiss you, but I just washed my hair.
Yeah. Can't go out tonight. I'm washing my hair. Right. So, Barbara, I know I'm, like, pushing you, but are you saying it's definitely not who I want? Or just be
I'm
open
saying
to others?
That what is coming into your life may not be what you have expected, but that doesn't mean that it's...
That it won't be.
That doesn't mean that they're saying that what you expected is never going to happen. They're just saying they want you to accept what is there.
All right.
So
see
it's
how
not
I feel
an either or.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, and Barbara, you know what? Don't let Helena go yet because, you know what? When she's talking to you now, it's almost like her heart is tightening up. It's like she's suffocating love within. So... I could feel it. Like, I feel like your heart's going to burst because when you were asking Barbara those questions, your heart just was going like, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. It was getting tighter and tighter.
Yeah.
So you need to get rid of that.
Twin flame is twin flame. It's not either or.
Here we go.
What?
Dear Renate, I release the fear.
Dear Renate, I release the fear.
Dear Renate, I release the fear that I will never have him.
Dear Renate, I release the fear that I will never have him.
Dear Renate, I release all of the expectations connected with him.
Dear Renate, I release all the expectations related or connected with him.
Dear Renate, I let go of the need to control him.
Dear Renate, I let go of the need to control him.
Dear Renate, I let go of the need to, it's almost like you want to imprison him in your life.
No, I don't. But if you think that or it's coming through, dear Renate, I let go of the need to imprison him in my life. No.
Dear Renate, I let go of the need to have him in order to be happy.
Dear Renate, I let go of the need to have him in order to be happy.
Dear Renate, I release all attachments to him.
Dear Renate, I release all attachments to him.
Dear Renate, I give him his freedom.
Dear Renate, I give him his freedom.
Dear Renate, I give myself my freedom.
Dear Renate, I give myself my freedom.
Dear Renate, I open my heart.
Dear Renate, I open my heart.
Okay, DC, how does she look now?
She feels better, but there's still a fear of her. She fears being alone. She fears that she's going to end up with the wrong person. There's still, like, you have a trust issue. I mean, there's still things that I don't know why you're holding on to these things, Helena.
Wow, thanks, DC.
Okay, dear Renate, I release the fear of being alone.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of being alone.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of ending up with the wrong person.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of ending up with the wrong person.
Dear Renate, I release not trusting God.
Dear Renate, I release not trusting God, the universe, the divine.
Dear Renate, I release not trusting myself.
Dear Renate, I release not trusting myself.
Dear Renate, I release the belief that I'll make the wrong choice.
Dear Renate, I release the belief that I'll make the wrong choice.
Dear Renate, I release being stuck in my own rut.
Dear Renate, I release being stuck in my own rut.
Dear Renate, I let go of all past beliefs about love.
Dear Renate, I let go of all past beliefs about love.
Dear Renate, I am open to the truth.
Dear Renate, I am open to the truth.
Dear Renate, I follow my heart.
Dear Renate, I follow my heart.
Dear Renate, I accept that I can love many.
Dear Renate, I accept that I can love many.
Dear Renate, I accept the beauty of my own life.
Dear Renate, I accept the beauty of my own life.
Take a nice deep breath.
Pardon?
Take a nice deep breath.
Got it.
Okay, DC, how does she look?
Amazing. Totally amazing. Ginger's saying, get out there now, Helena, you're all good. You've got to get out there and you've got to meet people and you're going to meet that right person. And it can happen like really soon. As long as you are the person you are right at this second, the way, you know, Barbara helped and, you know, Jesus came in, and you've got to just be that person and just enjoy yourself and enjoy meeting people. And you are going to meet that special person. Your energy is just bouncing off like the walls. You've got it going on right now.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Okay. Get out there. Have a great day and see what pops up.
Thank you both. Thank you so much.
You know what? And don't think about just mental and emotional, like the attraction to. Just, you know, like look at the whole package, everything, and trust. Just trust. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, thank you both, really. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Take care. You too. Thanks.
You know, I think that this is a time when they're changing up things, people's perceptions and people's criteria and all that about relationships, about love. I noticed they've been doing that with me this week, you know, because I have these criteria. And one of my criteria was age. You know, I wanted a man a specific age bracket. And it's like this week I've encountered three different men on my internet stuff and that I found interesting and intriguing, and I love talking to them, and they're all way too young. And I keep saying, no, they're too young, and guidance is saying, let's
go. Oh, my goodness, don't you
start.
Auntie Barbara, do not start, she's saying. You know, you have to have standards, she's saying. But she's saying, you know, open up to, like, all the good men that are out there. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's what I keep getting. Yes. So I'm still talking to them. I haven't completely just tossed them aside like I would normally do. I'm listening to the fact that I actually enjoy talking to them, and I am still talking to them. I have no idea where this is going to end up, and I'm okay with that.
But just, you know, get clear on what you're wanting and what you desire, you know, and just, and, you know, get out there and just enjoy, you know, whether it's over the internet or whatever. And she's saying, you know, you've got to start trusting. You two deserve love.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm trusting. And that's the beauty of life. And I accept that.
That's beautiful. Yes, and
okay.
trust the goddess within. She's saying, Auntie Barbara, you have a goddess within. Let her come out. Oh, my gosh, you know?
Okay, I can do that.
Yes. That's awesome.
All right, we have come to the end of another show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We love you all so much, and we hope that you have an amazing day. I think that's it. Bye-bye for now.
Awesome. What a beautiful day. Totally, totally awesome.
Totally.
Well, I just feel like my energy's bouncing. Walls. I feel like saying, Barbara, just put on that superhero costume and let's go out and, you know, heal the world. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Then let's get busy.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Oh, my goodness. Beautiful.
Hi. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.